Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you excited to be in church this morning? Are you sure that you're really excited to be in church this morning? If you are convinced that you're excited to be in God's presence, can you shout a louder amen? Amen. Father, we thank you this morning. We honor you this beautiful day. We bless you for your goodness, your mercies, and love towards us. Thank you for such a privilege we have to listen to your word today again. Thank you for the glorious experience we have had all through the 20 days of glory. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the healings. Thank you for the financial breakthroughs and the glorious things that we have experienced. Blessed be your holy name in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we come before the table of your word this morning, we ask that the entrance of your word will give life, it will give light, and bring understanding to us. Every single person will have a beautiful and a glorious experience in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Yes, so this morning I have something very important to share with us. I started in the first service already, and I will just continue from where I stopped. I'll continue from where I stopped in the first service. And I just want us to give our best and pay attention. Please ensure to avoid every form of distraction. And the message I'm sharing with us today is not something we get to hear every day in church. Even though at a point it was very common in church to hear such a message, but over time, we realized that the church deviated to something not bad, but there has to be a balance. Are we here together? Yes, God wants us to learn about so many things in Scripture, but He also does not want us to forget the fundamentals of our faith. There are doctrines that you must not miss out in Scriptures. There are people who run from year to year without talking about some of these subjects, and it doesn't help. Are we here together? So this morning, I want to share with us a little bit on the subject of the doctrine of the eschatologies, but specifically the rapture. Are we here together? How many of us know about the rapture? Okay, you know about the rapture. You have heard that there will be a rapture. How many of us have heard that? How many of us are anticipating the rapture? You are looking forward to that beautiful moment, that glorious moment in your life. Are you? How many of us? Okay. How many of us are not anticipating the rapture? We didn't raise our hands. You are not anticipating. You are not. Which one are you? Eh? Listen, what I'm about to share with you is one of the truths in scriptures that nothing can beat. No matter how, nothing can beat it. And in the first service, I started by laying a foundation that the rapture is a prophecy in scripture that will definitely be fulfilled. Why? Because there are many other scriptural prophecies that have been fulfilled. And the Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away. Not one tittle of God's word will pass away. Everything will come to do what? Will come to pass. So whether we like it or not, how many of you have heard of death? How many of you are prepared that one day you will die if Christ tarries? Whether you raise your hand or you don't raise your hand, you cannot be here for 200 years, true or false? Like it, you don't like it. When you live 120, 140,
whatever one, whatever. 120 is the minimum, is that not? Is the minimum that God wants us to. Of course, some people lower, some people overshoot 120. Whatever you overshoot. One of the leading judges in the United States, powerful judge, just died at 88. And he's been a very amazing man. People talk good things about him at 88. He just passed on. He has judged others, but his own judgment has come. But the good thing is that he's a good man, very nice man. You know, I listened to some of his, you know, rulings, how he handles cases, and it's an amazing life, well spent. A believer in God, believes in prayers and all that. No matter how good you are, one day you will not be here again. Whether we like it or not, if death does not come at the appointed time, now, somehow, if rapture rather does not come at the time you expect, because whether in our lifetime or not, as far as there will be rapture, is sure. But one thing we are very sure of is that people have their individual rapture happening every day. As we are talking in this service now, you know people are dead already. You heard the lady that testified. Why she was there? Some people died in her presence. Somebody had an accident. 10 people died. And you came out. Those people, where did they go to? They're in the atmosphere. They evaporated. They are in purgatory. They deceive yourself. There's no purgatory in the Bible. You are not coming back to repair. Live like lizard and live like rat and pay your price. Nothing like that anywhere in the Bible. It is appointed unto man once to die. After death, judgment. So I want to help us this morning, because I realize that a lot of folks go to church, but one of the things that people never pay attention to, and is inevitable, just like people will die and have their individual rapture take place, there is a collective rapture for all of God's people. And something will happen to those who are saved, and something will happen to those who are not saved. So let's delve into the scripture a little bit this morning and do some good work. Are we ready for that this morning? Very good. So let me talk about this rapture. There's no specific word in the Bible like rapture, especially just like there's no word in the Bible like Trinity. Trinity is an explanation and understanding that is gotten from a concept seen in scripture, that there is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So it is given the name Trinity, triune God. Are we here together now? So that exact word is not there, but it doesn't mean that the concept is not in the Bible. The word rapture, that we call rapture in the Bible, it is called the catching up, or the cutting up of believers, cutting away of the believers. So one time believers will be caught up to be with God. So when you say somebody will be caught up, the word is hapazo. Are we together now? Hapazo. That means they will be caught up. And because you want to connect the Latin word with the Greek word, we eventually come up with the word rapture. Are we here together now? Yes. So rapture is from the Greek word hapazo, which means to be caught up. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, just listen to me. I want to teach. I preached a lot in the first service, so I want to teach one by one in this service. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 16 to 17. And if I ask us to read with me, please read with me. It will help us have a very good experience this morning. One, two, go now. Let's do it. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And they which are alive and remain shall be what? Cut up. That's the word now. Hapazo. Cut up. They will be what? Caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So that means one day all the dead people that have died in Christ, all of them, whether they're in the grave, whether they're in the sea, whether they're in anywhere. In fact, that day, those living close to burial grounds, I don't know what will happen to them. People will be passing out. Because the trump will just sound. I wanted trumpet. I was hearing saxophone. No trumpets in service today. And the keyboards, I expected a sound. I asked for it. I didn't get it. I want people to have the effect of a sound. One day I was sleeping in the house with a friend, and we were supposed to pray. So we prayed already and we're sleeping. Then you know all those early morning trailers? Early morning trailer. That trailer was passing our house that morning. My friend was on the bed. I like to sleep in an uncomfortable manner so that I can wake up to pray. So I slept on the floor. The bed, very nice bed, but I chose to sleep on the floor. So I'm the pastor. He's like, he was my major support and assistant in Portas when we just started then. So I was lying down on the floor and I was just there. And I just heard, it was long. I was waiting sincerely. I believed with all my life that the next thing was body leave here now. I was there, so I was stuck and I was waiting. When I waited, I didn't hear anything. I didn't know that my friend on the bed said he was looking at me. That if he has not gone, rapture never sound. That was, he said his own, because I asked him, the day I turned, I saw somebody look at me. He said, Pastor, I said, that's horn. He said, yes, so that he was looking at me. That if that thing sounded that way and I disappeared, he's finished. I said, me, I was there holding myself, waiting for the thing to happen. But somehow, I have had two experiences of dreams where I saw the rapture. The first one, I almost was totally restless for 1 week with what I saw. In that dream, I was praying in the dream that it will not be a reality. Let it just be a dream. Because I went to places where I expected that I was going to see people. And I saw some people. The pain in the dream was the shameful eyes that the unbelievers were looking at me when I was passing the streets. It was not like, you there here? You today here? That was my own concern in the dream. So I was praying and I was saying, God, let this not be. I was waiting for my spirit to enter my body so that I can just wake. When I woke up, I breathed hard. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, then I didn't have so much of deep knowledge. Too much of knowledge can even cause problem for you. Over knowledge has caused many people to lose the fear and the reverence and honor. Not the fear of danger, no, but the honor, reverential fear of God. Knowing that I honor God, I fear God. There are certain things I'm not going to do because I honor and I do what? Fear God. I can't forget that experience because I know about the rapture. One day, it will be as if we are seated in church like this and a woman will just discover that her baby left her hand. I should be looking. I should be wondering, where is it? Just imagine that at the moment where that thing happens, where you are there, somebody that is operating, doing a heart surgery, they have removed the heart. You know how they do surgery now, transplant, and the person who removed it has disappeared. You know, you don't understand what I'm saying. That is exactly because it will be transported. Palm, the pilot that is flying your plane, Lagos to Abuja to Canada, and is born again, palm, he's gone. You will know the direction of the plane. Just imagine a train. You know how dangerous train can be. Then the person who is, you know, what they call Buddha drive train? The train driver, leave the grammar. And the guy is born again. And there's no other person to control. And even if there's somebody to control, they'll all be in confusion. Because the shock is, where did the driver go? What happened? Everybody's looking. And somebody's missing here. Somebody's missing there. Somebody's missing there. And all of a sudden, it dawns on the people of the world that the most anticipated next event that the world should be looking up to, rapture, has just happened. Child of God, it will happen. Whether you like it or we don't like it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why we are here. It is called the blessed hope of the believers. Why am I born again? Why am I preaching? Why am I evangelizing? What are we doing in church? Do you know that church has become so casual and common that when people come to church, they don't remember their Lord. They don't remember their maker. They don't remember their savior. People just dance around the church and they go home just like that. There shouldn't be a service that we are not feeling the connection between heaven and earth. That is how it's supposed to be. But unfortunately, many times we have abandoned this classical doctrine of scripture, that should never be joked with. Jesus talked about the rapture severally. The apostles talked about the rapture severally. They mentioned that people will even start mocking in the last days and say that it has stayed too long. They told our fathers. They said, it's in the Bible like that, that people will keep mocking. Sometimes you preach about it and somebody will look at you and say, oh, just like we preach Christ. And it looks as if it's foolishness to people. How can somebody die and save your sin and deliver you? I beg. The greatest pain of those that will miss the rapture is when they gave them flyer and they rejected. When somebody preached to you and they rejected. When they say behave and you say I'm not going to behave. When they say and you say, the pain and the agony of missing the rapture for those that would have missed it, child of God, is going to be a very devastating, regretful agony. I don't know what to explain. I wish I had better. I lack words. I pray the Holy Spirit to give me words this morning. I said, just give me words. Can they help me so that I can explain to people what the pain of rapture will really look like? Because many things will be left. Many things will be messed up. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? Just imagine people in critical positions to do certain critical things and they have disappeared. Many terrible things all over the face of the world. You and your sister sitting and your sister left you. How do you explain that? How do you explain the fact that your colleague that you were just gisting in the office right now, you are seeing clothes and body has left? How do you explain the fact that people come to they are discussing? Because anybody that is discussing with me that day, that's what will happen. You understand? If all my clothes will just drop and you can't find me again, I'm gone. Then it dawns on somebody. Why am I still here? If you don't hear the trumpets, that means you have missed the rapture. Why? Unbelievers will not hear it. That's why they will be arguing. They will still be saying it in word. No, don't tell me that. See, you know what? Aliens have abducted people on the face of planet Earth. Then you'll be having different conspiracy. That there may be the people that took a particular vaccine. It's all of them that disappeared. Many things will be happening. It will be after a while. News stations cannot explain what is happening. They don't even understand them. Only Christians that were casual and carnal. They were not genuine followers of Jesus. They come to church, but they are not connected to the master of the church. They like services for worship, for songs, but they don't like service for real worship and connection to God. Those who have prized their business, their career, their family, their marriage, more than everything that is God. It is just formality when they come to church to show that I am pious. I left home on Sunday now, so we are here. Child of God, don't let anybody deceive you. Let me tell you, the message concerning rapture, Paul wrote the letters. Jesus was not telling unbelievers. Unbelievers will not know it until they come into the faith. The people the message is first for is Christians. That's why he said, be sober, watch, and pray. So that the day will not come upon you suddenly. Because it's not supposed to come upon you suddenly. It's supposed to come upon the unbelievers suddenly. He said, but watch and pray so that it will not happen to you how? Suddenly. Because for some people, it will be a sudden occurrence. Is it the church of today that many people, especially Gen Z, they don't even know rapture? If I sit a Gen Z down now and say, explain what rapture is, you'll be looking like, rapture. We didn't know. There's a generation that does not know rapture. Some of us, where we grew up, you know, in the church, you hear the kind of songs they'll be singing. One glorious morning, I shall see my Savior. One glorious morning, by and by. One glorious morning, I will see my Savior. One glorious morning, by and by. We heard those kind of songs. Are you getting what I'm saying? When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing by. My treasures are laid above, somewhere beyond the groove. The angels beckon me from heaven's open doors, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, what then will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. There were songs that reminded us that we're not going to be here forever. And each time we sang those songs, we had a consciousness that even if the rapture does not come and I sleep in death, I will be there. Abide with me. Fast for the evening tide. Though darkness swings, abide. When others fail, help of the helpless, Lord, abide with me. You know, today we don't do hymns again. All we just do is just come to church. Hey, Shaki, jump on Jesus, put body, booty, body, booty. Brothers and sisters, after the pulling the body, if you move all the body, be body for Jesus, rapture will be the body if it's righteous. If it's not righteous, the body is going nowhere. The body is going nowhere. The body is going nowhere. If that person has not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, genuinely not writing on a piece of paper, Christian, by nomenclature. My mother said I'm a Christian, so I'm a Christian. I was born by Christian parents. It's not your salvation. Salvation is personal. If thou shalt believe in the heart the Lord Jesus and confess with thy mouth, you shall be what? Saved. It is that point that you can say that I am safe. You are only safe if you have encountered Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. And there are people who have encountered Jesus, but they are careless. You know, in recent times, we realize that there are many amazing men of God that have become, they are becoming more conscious of the need for them to preach the message. Especially those who have preached for maybe 20, 30 years. You know, at a point, you realize that this thing I've been preaching, I hope I'm not leaving the most important thing. One of the ways you gauge message, if you have been preaching for some years, you will need to come back. I've been preaching for 19 years. And preaching for 19 years, I've come to realize and ask myself, what exactly is the curriculum so that we don't miss an important detail? And each time you fix your curriculum, God begins to tell you, this detail is what people should have as the foundation of their life. They don't have it. Those days, we have tenets of faith, the books we usually take material to know the basics that believers will do. When people come to church today, the first thing they teach them is financial prosperity. The second thing they are teaching them is deliverance. The third thing they are teaching them is open doors. The next thing is gift of favor. That is not the teaching. We must go back to the elementary things and the basic things. People must know salvation. They must understand the new creation realities. They must understand how to serve God. They must understand that there is an eternal judgment. And whosoever his name is not found written in the book of life shall be cast to the lake of fire. Sir, lake of fire is not hellfire. Hellfire is small. Hellfire is a baby where you're talking about what? Lake of fire. The lake of fire itself is a baby when you're talking about bottomless pits. There is a pit. Ask church, how many of us the last 1 year you have read the book of Revelation? I guarantee you, you'll be shocked. How many of us have read the book of Revelation in the last 1 year? Let me raise our hand. And you know, now that I'm preaching rapture, you can't even lie. You are very cautious. Let's just go about this business. You know why I'm saying that? We are losing things. We are losing things. Some of us had foundation. Good foundation. I guarantee you, had sweet and beautiful foundation in God. There could be doctrines that our fathers did not position properly. But in laying hold of the right doctrines, we must not forget the fundamentals. The things that are essential that we must not leave. You cannot be a Christian and live certain life because you are conscious. The Bible says, whoever has this hope in himself, it says he purifies himself just as God is pure. That you have the hope of eternal life. That you have the hope of the second coming. You purify yourself. In other words, knowing that Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, and is coming back again. God, he's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah, he's coming back again. So you need to consistently remind yourself that there will be a catching up. The trumpets will blast. Only those, when Paul had an encounter with Jesus, all the people there did not see it. They didn't know what happened. It was only the man that had the encounter. Only those who have the seal of the Spirit on them as born again believers will have that encounter. Those who claim to be born again attend church services. Some people are pastors today, and you can see the kind of life that they are living. You see the kind of things that they are advertising. You see the kind of things they are talking. They don't talk anything that has to do with salvation. They don't talk anything that has to do with living the God life. All they talk about is just one precious water to buy, one stone to buy, one envelope that came from Jerusalem. And people are following. Some people are doing deliverance, magical kind of deliverance. Magical kind of deliverance. All manner of terrible things just to get money from people. If I know that preaching a message will make people not come to church, it is wise for me not to preach it. It's true or false. But you see, the wisdom of men is foolishness in the sight of God. It's just like seeing people entering a ditch and you're saying that, why should I stop them from entering? Because God will ask, Mavis, were you around 2025? I can see that I gave you life by that time you were there. What were you saying? And I'll say, God, I was just preaching to them that they should be coming to church and be giving offering and give their tithes. That's what I said to them. Everybody will give their own accounts. I'll give my own very well. And you'll give your own well in Jesus' name. So let's look at these few things, then we'll begin to, call it a day. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 51 to 52. Then I'll share a few things from the first service and we'll begin to get where we're going. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 to 52. Please, let's read it together loud and clear. Want to go now? Yes. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Go ahead, verse 53. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, loud everybody, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Guy. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory. Through who? So where does victory come from? Our Lord Jesus. You have to know this Jesus. And know him well and serve him and know that you are following him. You can't be following him pretending and acting like. No, you have to know him. Because he's the one that will bring us out, that has brought us out of darkness into what? Light. The one that preserves us. And what he's giving us is called eternal salvation. That's what God has offered to us. And we cannot afford to hear the message. And some people come to church, but they have not accepted it. Some people come to church, they believe that they have accepted Jesus. But you are not living the life. That's where the problem is for those who are in church. They are not living the life. They're not living the life. You and I understand what I'm talking about here. Are we here together, church? Yes. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For whosoever the carcass is, there will the eagle be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Kai. A sign of the Son of Man. And see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven with glory. Go ahead, verse 31. And he shall send his angel with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the earth. So there will be a gathering. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? There will be what? A gathering. Now listen, the trumpet is different from the second coming of Christ. Now, if you look at the scripture, both of them are intertwined there. The second coming of Christ is the time where Jesus Christ will come and he will be on Mount Olive. By that time, he will come to do the judgment of nations. There will be nations that will eventually succumb after terrible tribulation. Half of the world's population will die. You read the Bible, wormwood, river will turn to blood. You can't drink water. You open your tap, blood is coming out. And because you did not accept the mark of the beast, you cannot buy food. You cannot eat. Nobody will give you money to buy anything. People will have to pay with their blood. So this is the order. Number one, we are in a season where perilous times will come. After this, our perilous time, the next thing will be what? Rapture. When the rapture of the saints happen, the trumpet will sound. Jesus will appear in the cloud, but he will not come down. We will go and meet him. Those who are dead in Christ, all the dead people in Christ, their bodies will change and they will be caught up with Christ. Then those of us who are alive in Christ, our bodies will change. So you see, all this body that people are trying to change by force, leave your body the way it is, it will change. The body will change. When that body changes that way, it will put the incorruptible body. As soon as you get that incorruptible body, you will be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. When you go there, four things will happen during that season. It is called, one is called the Bema Seat Judgment. It is a judgment for all of us who are believers. Now, nobody will go to hell that time, all of us that have been raptured. So they will judge according to our works. That is what will determine those that suffer loss, because some people will suffer loss. All of us will not get the same reward. The way one serve God and the way the other serve God is different. That's why we are begging people, serve God now. Don't put anything as priority. Do it right. It's not just about the salvation and going to heaven. There is also reward in heaven. And everybody will be rewarded, because after that time, there will be what you call the millennial reign. 1,000 years reign back to the face of the planet Earth. Here to reign in the new heaven and the new earth. This one that you are treasuring will perish. Your house that you build will perish. Some people have a doctrine that when the rapture sounds, they'll go and take over people's house. Well, if they allow you to take over the house and you are there, you should know that you are already condemned to even be in that world by that time, that they are taking over people's house. That one is a big problem, that you did not even go with the first trumpet and you take over people's house. That means you are waiting for 7 years of tribulation. The first 3.5 years, an intelligent, spotless in his wisdom, powerful in mighty works, Antichrist will show up and tell people, I can solve your problem. And truly, he will start solving their problems. Why? He wants them to receive the mark that will make them enemies of God forever. You can't buy food now and you are claiming that you are a Christian. You will die of hunger. Take, let me help you. If you refuse, they will subject people to punishment. They will tie some people's leg like this on cars and they'll be dragging their body like this till they die. They will wrap some people, put your hand in fire, tie it there, you can't remove the hand. The hand will be burning before your very eyes like this. The kind of punishment that the Antichrist will subject people to is not the kind of punishment you will pray for your worst enemy in this life to experience. Don't leave the hellfire that Lazarus entered, the rich man entered, and was begging Lazarus that you should go and bring drop. Can drop of water satisfy anybody? Sir, have you ever drank drop of water when you're coming back from your house and it's okay? Then somebody that is in hellfire is begging for a drop of water. What does that explain to you? That even if it is the least of the least, if I can just have a little in my tongue, help me. I am dying of the heat here. Where was the man? It was hell. It was not lake of fire. If hell is like that, what will lake of fire look like? Then you have sulfur 8 in your house. When you rub sulfur 8 cream on your head, how does it feel? Hellfire will be burning with the original sulfur and brimstone. The body that the people will now put on that time, our body was chained to the glorified body. Their own body will be chained to a body that will take torture without end. You will not get used to the torture. The worms, the Bible says the worms in hell, they don't die. People will be alive with worms coming out of their nose and their body. How terrible it will be. Look at the description from scripture. You will know that it is never an experience that anybody wants to have. And there are many people that are just walking around the streets. They don't know anything about it. They're just going up and down. That day will take them unawares. Because when the trumpet of God sounds like that, they will just see, psh, that one has gone. Psh, that one has gone. And when you are teaching things like this, because people refuse to read their Bible and know God, Paul said that they will be saying, you are just talking your own things. Go ahead and say. He said, but don't worry. That is how they told us. When we were preaching our own, they were talking rubbish until calamity came. You remember AD 70 after the death of Christ, the prophecy about the temple in Jerusalem that has been scattered. I also told you that 1948, the Jews began to gather. It was prophecy in the scripture. I also told you that before Mary gave birth to Jesus, it was prophesied in the Old Testament that a virgin would be with a child. The people that said it, they died. After they died, many years after, a virgin eventually got a child. Another generation lived to see the prophecy of Isaiah come to pass. A prophecy was also given that this Messiah will rule the earth. And sir, that prophecy will come to pass. He will rule the earth. No devil can stop it. No devil can stop it. Are we here together? Am I making sense to somebody here? Yes. So that is what the rapture is about. Let me tell you about the Great Tribulation, as I've already started doing already. Let me just give you a little hint about the Great Tribulation so that you can get understanding of that. During the time of the Great Tribulation, because of the kind of horror that people will pass through, Revelation chapter 7 from verse 13 to 14. Revelation chapter 7, we're going to look at, Revelation chapter 6 now. If you read Revelation chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8, chapter 9, down to chapter 16, 17, you will see different trumpets and different seals that will be opened. The wrath of God will be poured out. In Revelation chapter 6, from verse 3 to 8, there will be war, there will be famine, and there will be pestilence. That's what the Bible says. In Revelation chapter 9, verse 15, one third of humankind will be killed. It will be hard. That's why those that will come out of the tribulation, you will see what the Bible says about them. It's a terrible experience. Nobody wants to go through. Then there will be economic collapse, food costing a day's wage. Revelation 6:6. Put it there. Revelation 6:6. Let me just show us that. Revelation 6:6. And I heard a voice in the midst of four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measure of barley for a penny, and see thou hot not the oil and the wine. Now, that interpretation, if you read, that is like a day's salary. A day's wage is what you used to eat. So any money you get, if you are able to work in partnership with the Antichrist, you'll still be eating it. Now, how about those that are not working? That will not be able to work because they refuse to accept the mark of the beast and they believe Jesus Christ. Because there will still be an opportunity for some people then. But sir, you see the experience. Painful sores on those that have the mark of the beast. In Revelation chapter 16 verse 2. Scorching heat, darkness, demonic torment. I want you to see that one. Revelation chapter 9, 1 to 6. Let's look at it at Revelation 16. Let me show you a little bit so that we can prepare our hearts. Revelation 9, 1 to 6. Everybody, let's read it together. I want to go now. Yes. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, and the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and upon them was given power, as the scorpion of the earth have no power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men who have not the seal of God on their forehead. Can you see now? And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it striketh a man. And in those days, men shall seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. You see? Let's also look at Revelation chapter 16, 8 to 10. Revelation 16. That's the book many of us don't read, but let me just show us a little bit there. Let's read again. Want to go now? And the fourth angel poured out his veil upon the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with what? Fire. Those on earth. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him what? Glory. And the fifth angel poured out his veil upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongue with pain. You know what it means to gnaw somebody's tongue? You'll be biting it at you in pain. Biting your tongue and say, what is this? Death come. And death say, I'm no dying now. There's no time to die again. You will suffer the pain. We will not come. People will be begging mountains to fall on them, and mountains will say, we are not falling. These are the things that will happen. Agony. Those who refuse to take the mark of the beast, they cannot buy no fuel, no medicine. A mother will see her baby crying to death before her very hand. She can't find food. How will she feed the baby? Yes. A young man will go and hide in cave, feeling that he will help himself, and begging the cave to kill him for where he cannot die. Christians will be dragged to public squares, beaten, and they will be forced to take the mark of the beast. If they reject, they will firing squad for some people. Torture in serious hot chambers for some people. The Bible says that nature itself will begin to rebel. Rivers will turn to blood. Scorn will scorch with unbearable heat. Darkness will cover cities. Earthquake will swallow buildings. Then demonic creatures will be released that will start biting people anyhow. The agony is beyond imagination. Now that we're walking around the streets to accept Jesus is difficult for some people. To live the life of Jesus is difficult for some people. You know what's happening around the world now? The deception that devil has put in with the gay movements. These are wonderful young men and women. Nice people that Satan has lied to them. That there's nothing wrong with the gay movement and all that. Can I tell you the truth? In Romans chapter 1, Bible talks about all those things. He said, because they refused to believe God as God, he gave them over to a reprobate mind. That they will be doing what is evil. How many of us know that powerful song? I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my heart and all my... The guy came out in 2008 and said he has been fighting to be a gay for 30 years. That he's tired of fighting it. That he is a gay. Go and read, look at the line of the song and see what a man sang. See the depths of encounter he had with God. Then Satan deceived him that everything is a lie. That he was born a gay. That for 30 years he has been struggling and he really wants to identify now as a gay. And it's in the Bible there that in the last days they will be what? Deceived. Satan is going about deceiving people, telling them, all those things will not happen. Who told you that? You think God will just let people suffer like that? It's not like that. Sodom and Gomorrah, did they die? Did they die? Noah's generation, they didn't die. How many people remain in Sodom and Gomorrah? Lot. Did his wife die? Turned to pillar of salt. Is that not? Did God warn everybody in Noah's day? How many people survived? Only 8 and animals. Is that not? Was God looking at them and saying that, you know, there are too plenty. I cannot hurt them. I'm such a merciful God. I'm not going to hurt them. The anger of God, the wrath of God was already full. God had given them several warnings and they refused. So he had to take action. Lot and his generation, the same thing. Sodom and Gomorrah, several warnings and they refused. So God had to do what? Take action. God has given our generation how many warnings? Several warnings. And many people are still refusing. That means one day it will take action. Many of us think that we are very plenty on earth. I've told you we are not very plenty. 8 billion people, they are not anything in the sight of God. Compared to the number of angels that God sees every day. You know the number of angels God has? They are billion. The angels, the Bible says they are innumerable. Why I'm preaching this message is that so that anybody who says that you are born again, serve God well. People that are serving occultic altars, they do it well. They do their thing very well. At least when they get to hell and Satan is torturing them, they will know they serve their master well. If you are a Christian, let's get serious and serve God well. You can't love your job more than God. Love your pleasures more than God. Love everything more than God. Everything God says no to, that's where Satan wants to push us to. You must say, God forbid. I will serve this Jesus. I will follow him. I will know him. I will grow in him. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Listen, young man, hear me very well. Young man, a lady is just opening body for you. It's your grave. Proverbs chapter, I want us to have sense, brothers and sisters. Satan is a mad idiot. The Bible says if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them who are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes. Go and ask married people. Some people were in the place where they're having sex. They died there. A man is on top of a woman. The woman is shouting, do it more, harder, harder. Ofe kuni, eh? Continue. You, grave like this. That's where she lead into. You want to prove, especially those of us that are men, you have crossed 45, 50. They say, harder. Say, no harder. You better, if your wife say, why? Because, no. Don't kill somebody. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Because the truth is that this thing that people call pleasure, many people are already dead for it. Dead. You will see how the world will start making everything legal. Now, the next good thing that they are beginning to sell now is that sex is exercise. Yeah. Therapy. That's what they say now. Wait, let me explain to you. This is how the Antichrist will sell it. They will now legalize it and say that if you are not doing it, you are not having good exercise for your heart, your kidney will not function. So they will now legalize it that people are hereby free. They are called rulers of darkness. They make legislation to suit darkness. They will make things that are evil laws and they will be passed. Look at America, what America is really struggling with now. And the Western world, some of our people, you travel there and your siblings are calling you. They say, about Sodom and Gomorrah, blah, blah, blah. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what they're telling you. And you are not born again. You are not strong in God. You travel there. Go and see all the marriages that are scattered. People cannot take their children to school. they have to be doing teachers from Nigeria to be teaching them here now. And they will just go. You have to check the school that your child is going to. Because when your child goes to the school, they will tell the child that he should decide. He's a boy. He's not a boy. You should tell him, what do you want? What do you feel you are? I'm a monkey. Say, you are a monkey. Continue. And he'll be moving like that. What do you feel you are? I feel I am a girl. A boy. Say, I feel I'm a girl. They say, yes. He has chosen his gender. You did not allow the child votes. See, mumu sense. He cannot vote because you don't believe he's up to the age to vote. He cannot choose the school we attend because you don't believe he's up to the age to choose. But he can choose gender. Satan is a mad idiot. Everything that Satan is doing, he's intentionally doing it. And people are following blindly. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that they will be following blindly because they are being deceived. That is the world that we are in right now. That's why you see when the anger of God comes upon this world, people will say, but why? God will say, no, don't say that though. I have been merciful and I will keep giving mercy. I've given up. In fact, to show that God is very merciful, tribulation people, there will still be some to find out if they can scarcely, scarify, there will be few. They will come out. It's in Revelation. There will some go, but when they come out, you know that, man, this is it. I don't want to be part of that experience because you can't even predict what they are going to do after the rapture. I already told you the things and the experiences that will happen during this time. Brothers and sisters, as Paul said to Timothy, he said, if you put them in remembrance of these things, you will be a good teacher of the word of God, well nourished. Listen, my assignment is to help everybody that listens to me find light and revelation, have a glorious life, and raise godly children. Because what God is doing in this dispensation, he wants to do it with families. Are we here together now? If a man partners with his wife and they love God together, it is easier to serve God. If a woman is struggling to serve God because a man is making it hard, her journey will be difficult. If a man is struggling to serve God because the wife is making it hard, the journey will be difficult. But just imagine that the family is built. Imagine like the kind of family I came from. Daddy Christian, mommy Christian, church you have to go, even though we were forced, but somehow we still saw that it's beneficial. There are many people that were not introduced to God. I told you the other day, you walked out of the house and you came back. And where did you go to? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You stayed over in a guy's house and your mom asking you, how are you? I hope you are fine. How did he go? We're rating warrior. Let me explain to you. It's madness. God. I don't know how to say it. Those days, if you go 9 o'clock, you are not back. The exercise slap that your mom will give you, you will be remembering, have they slapped you before and you saw an angel? I have been slapped like that. I saw stars. It was, when you say Jesus is morning star, I understand. Because I have seen star. Now, people will go and do all manner of things. Their parents are encouraging them. You know why? The Bible says in the last days, they will be disobedient to parents. Some of those parents have lost their power and their grip. Because when they tried, those demons have entered the head of those children to be stubborn. Why? It is part of the signs of the end time. Church, please, I want to beg us. Let's not act like we don't know what is happening. You and I go around town and you see what is happening. You see that 17-year-old girls are the ones they come to pick in the university. The men coming to pick them are 56, 60. Their father's age mates, some of them grandfather. What do you want to do with that girl? That's the question. And a girl goes out and she says that it's just, I'm just catching fun. Fun. Was God, you thought God was foolish when he created sex. He doesn't know what it's for. Who created sex? God doesn't know what it's for. He doesn't know what it's for. We will teach God. I want to beg you, everybody in this church, the rapture will sound. I don't know when. I don't know how it will happen. But it's in the Bible. It can happen at any time. I said in the first service, and I will repeat it here. Every day of your life, your office, you're walking around is a movie. And God is watching your movie. What script are you playing? What script are you playing in the sight of God? Just ask yourself. When you wake up in the morning, your life is a movie. And God is watching. God is the spectator on earth. Just, you know, just spectator and watching like, wow, seriously? So this is what you are choosing to do. Wow. And we're making decisions every day. I want to beg you in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, as I close this message, the rapture will sound. Hell has released energy. They are not looking at anybody. Satan is actively working. Believers are sleeping. Kingdom of darkness has dispersed. They are now working with spiritual agents, demon spirits, living inside people, dragging our men into the worst and most promiscuous acts, dragging our ladies into the worst and most dangerous things. And not only in sexual relations, the level of bitterness, anger, and hate in the world now is terrible. Very, you succeed, somebody hates you. Sight of you is abhorrent to the person just because you are succeeding. Others can, but not you. For whatever reason, the level of all these things have increased. And the Bible says that is how it will be in the last days. Don't put your confidence in your money. Your money cannot save you. Don't put your confidence in your house that you built. It will all burn. The Bible says fervent heat will burn the house. Everything will melt. Your money will melt. Pounds, dollar, boy, it will make no sense. The only thing that will be tested, your soul. If you have made a decision for Jesus as your Lord and Savior, stay there. There's nothing in the world. Lot's wife was looking back. That's how many Christians are looking back. So they'll say, because I'm a Christian, you know, I'm already saved, so I'm okay like that, that I can now continue in sin. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Any pastor that is preaching to you, and after you hear the message of the pastor, you confidently go back to your sin, that pastor's message is never correct. Never. Never. It's a wrong message. You finish hearing the man of God, and sin is very still normal. You didn't hear a message. The goal of the message, the Bible says when it comes, it will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment, of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Now, these are convictions that will happen in your heart. You will leave a service. You're excited. God has blessed you. God has, you know, honored you. Then you know that you have to honor him with your time, honor him with your life, honor him with everything that you represent, and say, God, I give you all that I am. If you are here today and have not made up your mind to Jesus, I'm going to give you opportunity to make it. Then if you are here today and you know that your business, your work, your career is more important to you than God, I'm begging you. I am begging you sincerely. Me, I even want heaven to capture it so that this preaching will stand for all of us. I beg this church in the name of Jesus. Every single person, the rapture is going to sound. Jesus will come in a flash of light. The dead in Christ will rise. Every person that refused to hear this message, nobody will come from the grave and preach it to you again. Remember Lazarus, he said, if anybody come from the grave, they will not hear. They will not hear. They will not hear. If you cannot hear Moses, you cannot hear Mavis here. All the pastors that are trying their best to preach it, we cannot hear. You will not hear any other thing. No, I beg you in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet, please. Let us pray. As we are rising now, open the book of Revelation 20. All of us will read. That's where we are closing this service. When you sing, I have decided to follow Jesus. Mean it. Don't just sing it with... No. The decision to follow Jesus is to sacrifice yourself and say, whatever it is, I have made up my mind. The decision to follow Jesus is a strong thing. The Bible says, whoever chose to follow God will experience some persecution on earth. No problem. As far as my eternal destiny is secured, you don't eternity. You know what eternity is? Forever with God, in joy, in glory, in beauty. Your dead father that is in Christ, you will soon see him. That's your auntie or your uncle, that precious person to you that you were crying. If they are born again, you will see them. If they are not born again, they will roast in hell's barbecue night. Eternal barbecue, that's where they will be. So if you know anybody that needs to hear Christ, tell them now. Whether this week, I expect people to make decisions. I say, let me try to talk to these persons. Whoever is closest to me, hear about Jesus. Because I don't know what will happen. If the rapture does not sound, death is imminent. It is appointed unto man once to die after death. When I was in secondary school, my classmates died. I can't forget his name, Domingo. That's what we call him. He died, a small boy. That kept something in my head. When I was in university, my classmates died. We went to law school. We finished everything. He was the president of the faculty. A nice guy, young man. He died. Some people know him. You know, he was the president of our faculty. They went for NYSC, whatever. By the time they were coming, accident, ma'am. Yet in law. The mother and the father. Just 2 weeks ago, another of my classmates serving with one of the judges died. People are dying every day. We are not saying you are going to die, but child of God, let me tell you, even me now, if God says that he needs me tomorrow, I don't want to struggle. I want long life, but most important is eternal life. If the Father in heaven says, Mavis, my son did 33 and a half years, and he fulfilled his purpose. I know you want longer. Apostle Paul did not live 80 years and 90 years. Apostle Paul was in his late 50s, entering 60s, and his assignment was done. He said it by himself. I have fought the good fight of faith. What am I still doing here? Let me go. If there is any sin and any kind of life that I will live, that will make all my labor in God expire, God, 5 minutes before the time, take me away. I don't want to be here. It's useless to be here. And after all my labor, I will now enter a life. They will now say, that man used to be a pastor. Do you know where he is? Do you know there are some pastors that are in brothels now? Do you know some people that used to pastor that are in brothels now? There are some people that have gone to herbalist worship. They have gone back to their village. Doctor, he's now an engineer. He's now everything. Who exactly is that man? I hope YouTube doesn't flag my message anyway. Who exactly is the person? You want to be at the center of everything in the universe. There must be something. I can't explain, and I'm not judging, but I'm saying that there must be something about money and fame and staying there and holding it on. And God is saying that that's not everything. This guy, look at the age of the man. Look at something. But do you know that there are people that they have passed that legacy to that will continue? Do you know that the people controlling this world, they are not more than 15 to 16. They control the whole universe. Many African nations are slaves. When they now bring GMO seeds for us, corn, your corn will not grow again. Oh. You eat the corn, the seed will not grow again. You will go and buy seed from Bill Gates and his foundation. You will start buying seed to plant okra. Seed, everything you will buy again. Men want to hold the whole world in ransom. And that is why the trumpet will sound. Because in their foolishness, God will look at them and say, enough is enough. That's what will happen. You are looking at it from your own perspective of sin, mistake. No, God is looking at it from a global perspective. They want to control the world. People are making nuclear weapons so that they can come around one day and they will say they want to wipe off the whole of this nation. That was the fight between Israel and what they call their name. Israel does not want them to have a nuclear weapon because they are already angered and bitter against Israel. And any slight stuff, one nuclear weapon will wipe off the whole people. And Israel knew what happened by prophecy. In 1948, they gathered. Now you want to kill us again. They are giving everything. And in the end of time, Israel will be at the center of prophecy, whether we like it or not. Israel will be at the center of prophecy. The two major prophets that will be prophesying for those people that would have missed rapture, preachers will be everywhere. Bible will be the most important book in that special. People will be sitting in their house. The Bible they refuse to read now, they will read it then. The prayer they fail to pray now, they will pray all their 2 days. People will be praying nonstop. Sleep will not come. How can you sleep when you don't know where your brother went, your sister went? When you check the online and all the newscasters are talking all manner of things and nobody is able to rest. Why? Because the judgment of God has come upon the earth. I want us to read this together. How many? Revelation 21 is the last of 22. This is 1:22. Please, just read it together with me. I will pray and we're going to close. Loud and clear. Please read it with a very open heart. Revelation. Want to go, everybody? Want to go now? And I saw an angel, I'm not from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. And the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go in to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Nations will gather with Satan to fight. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and beloved city. And fire came down from heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night. For did I tell you in this church that Satan is hell's number one prisoner? He's not the prince of hell. I hope you are aware. He's also what? A prisoner. Yes. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the death and what? Hell. So this hell they are talking about is a small boy. Hell is a small boy where lake of fire is. Go ahead. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Move on. Let's read it. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Hi. And I, John, saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these things are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that attests of the fountain of life. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And the fearful, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with what? Fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven veils full of the seven last plagues, and walked with me, saying, come hither, I will show you. No, now let's read this thing. I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. That is the church. He wants to show to us. He wants to show the whole world to us now. We, the bride wife. Look at it now. And he carried me away in the spirit and a great high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto the stone, precious, even like jasper, clear as crystal, and had a great... And had 12 gates, and at the gate 12 angels, and names thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Oh, those that follow Jesus with all their lives. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth, and measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height were equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of a man. Jump all this one. Enter Revelation 22, the last chapter. Let me read Revelation 22 so that we close. The last chapter of the Bible. Are you ready to read the last chapter of the Bible, everybody? One, two, go now. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street, it on either side, rivers, tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Oh, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on Mavi's forehead, and there shall be no more night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophet sent his angel to show unto his servant the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then he said unto me, see thou do not eat, for I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings. They do what? They keep the sayings of the book, and do what? Worship God. And he said unto me, seal not these things, prophecy of this book, for a time is what? At hand. He that is just, let him be just still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do. That they may have rights to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. For outside are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto thee these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. Let him that hears, come. Let him that attests, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plague that are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the word of the book of the prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in the book. Testify these things, says. This is the Bible. This is the Bible. Lift up your hands and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Thank him. Thank him for salvation. For those of us that have been saved, thank him. Those of us that have been serving God, then those of us who need to reconcile and say, Lord, I am sorry. If there's any way I've handled things wrongly, if I've not been serious, I've been joking, I come to church, but I don't really serve you. I've taken every other thing more important and I put you as secondary. You want to say, Lord, I am sorry. Can you just go ahead and pray in a few minutes now? Can you pray? Can you just pray? On your own, just pray and talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. You have not been evangelizing. You don't preach to anybody. You might be feeling like, ah, pastor, I'm already born again. Everything is fine. Are you evangelizing? Are you discipling people? Who is your disciple? Who did you preach to this week, last week, 2 months? Who are you discipling? Are you following Jesus the way he has said it? I want you to pray and repent. For everything you need to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I will adjust now. I'm not just following you because of rapture and just to enter heaven. I want to do it and receive a glorious reward. Can you pray? If there's any way you have been misbehaving, you talk to God also. He's your father. He will forgive you. That's why the rapture has not sounded for us, so that we can make decisions and call others into the booth. Go ahead and pray. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his seed.
washed, washed in His blood. This is my story.
This is my song.
Praise it, my
Savior.
All down the Lord. This is my song.
This is my song.
Praise it, my Savior.
While every other person you are talking to God personally, you say, Pastor Mavis, I want to receive Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior today. I need to make this decision well and serve Him. I can't continue the way I am. Rush down to the altar. I'm going to pray with you. Make sure you are rushing. You come to Jesus rushing. You don't just hide. Zacchaeus ran and climbed the sycamore tree to see Jesus. Leave your comfort zone. When the rapture sounds, everybody will leave everybody. So you are not needing to bother about anybody. Can you rush down to this place? I'm going to pray with you right now. Can you just come down here? I'm going to pray with you. I want to pray with you right now. God bless you. Come out confidently. I'm going to pray with you. I'm waiting for you here. Come out. I'm going to pray with you. I want to make a decision. Lord, I am sorry. I want to serve you. I want to follow you all the days of my life. Can you keep coming wherever you are? If you are upstairs, come downstairs. If you are outside, come inside here. I'm going to lead you to Christ personally so that we will not miss the rapture. You know that you have not amended your ways with God. You know that if the rapture of God sounds, you are just talking salvation, but you do not believe in Jesus completely. Your heart is not fully with Him. Can you come? Just keep coming wherever you are. I'm going to pray with you. Say, this is my story. Can you keep coming wherever you are? Keep coming wherever you are. Praising my Savior. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. This is my story. Make sure you're coming. Make sure you're coming. Oh, praising my Savior. In your heart, that as you are there is a conflict in your heart. Come out. Come out. It is appointed unto man once to die, after their judgment. It is obedience, simple, to say, God, I will come out. I will make up my mind and do this once and for all, so that I can get serious and committed to God. You know that you find yourself in a place where you are just not too serious about the things of God at all. When they talk about the things of God, let's just attend church service and just go back home. You are not really genuinely serving Jesus in your heart. I want you to come out. This thing, you will know, everybody, that people that know that they will make heaven, somehow the spirit is bearing witness. Some other people know that the way I'm living, the way I am now, no. Come out and make up your mind today. Let the angels witness your salvation. Let the hosts of heaven witness that you are cleared here. That day, where did you make that decision? How? See your heart. God will check the heart, and He will see the heart of men. We can deceive men, we cannot deceive God. We can lie to men, we cannot lie to God. We can tell men stories, we cannot tell God stories. He will check the heart. It's not your mouth. It's not your washing and cleaning. If you like, sweep the whole churches in Nigeria. If you have not made up your mind personally, a genuine heartfelt commitment to Jesus, it has not started. I want you to make up your mind and say, Jesus, Lord, I give you my life. I give you my soul. I live for you. Every breath, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way. Now, those of us in the congregation, you know that you have not been serving God. You are too money conscious, too business conscious, too career conscious. I want you to repent where you are. Repent. If they talk about the things of God, since you got married, you have never been serious with God. Since you started that relationship, it has taken your attention away from God. Since you started that business, midweek service, you don't care. Let them go. It's not for us. I'll show up on Sunday and I don't really have to identify with them. No, it's not like that. Even if you are not in the workforce, there is a level of commitment that you will show that I'm part of this family. I am part of a particular church body and I am committed to what they are doing. Repent wherever you are and talk to God. I'm going to lead those of us who are here to Christ right now. I want you to say these words after me. The reason I'm doing this is because it's not just for the salvation, the discipleship. I want to be able to teach you some things. I want to connect with you personally and teach you some things, foundational things that will build your life. There are many people who are in church, they don't know the foundational things. I know. That's why we have opened PFLA 1. Everybody come and learn so that you'll be better. Wherever you are, can you say this after me? Lord Jesus, today I come to you the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me, Jesus. But I come as one needing salvation. I need eternal life. Tired of my old life, I am running to you. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. Strengthen my heart so that I will serve you, so that I will be committed, so that I will be devoted. Lord Jesus, help me. Today, as I have made up my mind to serve you, so that I will not see the horror of hell, help me to do it well, so that the crown of glory will sit upon my head and your name will be written on my forehead in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now listen, this decision that you have made, you need teachings that will back it up. I have started the PFLA class that I am teaching from on Saturday. I did 2 classes. Today, by after service, we'll rush 1 class. I want you to follow up on these things so that you will not be drawn back. And God will help us in the name of Jesus. Our ushers are there to connect with you so that they can let you know about the classes. Can you rise? God bless you. And connect with you personally. Please make sure you connect with them. They are at the back here. Make sure you connect with them, please. Just connect to the ushers. I want to disciple you personally. Many people are serving God the way they are because they are not discipled. Father, I pray for everybody in this congregation. Those who have genuinely repented about their way of serving you. Lord, I pray that you will teach them the honor of service unto you. Let their commitment to the kingdom be increased. Let their passion and the devotion for God come alive. Let them not just be believers that just show up on Sundays anyhow they like. God, give these ones a heart that loves you. Give these ones a heart that is committed to you. Give your sons and daughters a heart that will teach others about Christ. Lord, I pray for everyone here that the message of the gospel will not be heard in their mouth. In the name of Jesus, we will not be hearers alone, but doers of the word. And on that last day, we will all be glorified in Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.